Okay. So item four, question and answer sessions for the nominees submitting the application packet. And we have three nominees for the large municipal interest. We're going to do this similar to what we did last time. Thank you for the three of y'all that submitted. Not sure quite if we have everybody on. Lee actually might be roaming the halls because he a lot of times comes in person. But we're going to go in the order that you see on the screen and just ask you guys, we have your paperwork. So just give us a brief reminder of your background and then just a little bit on why you're particularly interested in the flood topic. That would be helpful before we go into deliberations. So let's start with Christina.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me. A little bit about myself. I've been in the Central Texas area now for roughly 26, 27 years, maybe. And within this area, I was instrumental in developing several of the drainage criteria for several municipalities in this area. Have been very active in flood response, which this morning was very busy for us up here. And so I've also gone on and I teach stormwater classes to the Public Works Institute of Texas in regards to emergency response, prevention, and design, as well as environmental compliance. I have worked both on the private side as a design engineer and then the public side as the director of environmental, an assistant public works director, and now the city engineer for different sized municipalities. As part of the Public Works Association, I have held all the positions up through. I'm actually on the national board right now, but in the state of Texas, I was the president there for the state and on the state board for several years. And throughout the Lower Brazos Basin, I do have contacts in multiple cities, both large and small, as well as interactions with the Texas Public Works Emergency Response Team. And so I feel that my background is diverse in regards to relating to legislators, relating to council members, relating to regulatory authorities, all in regards to floodwater planning, as well as response and projections for designs, making sure that we are protecting the citizens as well as our environment and finding that natural balance in the area. And I know I kind of rambled all over the place and you all have my history, but if you have any questions of me or want me to explain further, I can.
Christina, part of my ignorance, can you speak to Harker Heights as a population and just...
Sure, absolutely. Harker Heights, we're a population of about 35,000, roughly. We're approaching that 36,000 very shortly. We are a medium-sized city that is immediately adjacent to the city of Killeen and Fort Cavazos, or Fort Hood. It's changing back. So here in the watersheds that I have been involved in setting up watershed protection plans for include the Nolan Creek watershed, the Lampasas watershed, and then provided some input for the Leon watershed. So that portion of the upper basin of this particular area is where I am most familiar when it comes to the details and designs.
Thank you. Is there any question for the voting members for Christina? Anything else we need to elaborate on before we move on? Seeing none. All right, Robert, sort of the same deal, if you will, a little bit on your background and then specifically how it ties into your interest in the flood group. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning. I'm Robert Wilson. I'm assistant city engineer for the city of Sugarland. We are a population city of about 110,000. That's just immediately southwest of the city of Houston. We have the Brazos River run right through our corridor. Some of my background, I have worked extensively with nine levee districts that we have adjacent to the Brazos River through being our city's floodplain administrator and working on erosion projects along the river as the river has had impacts to some of the neighboring communities and infrastructures, really working to protect those and protecting the rise in those rivers through detention projects and land development in our city. I'm also over our engineering team that reviews all of our design submittals and everything that comes through the private development side in the city of Sugarland. I'm interested in this because I want to see long-term smart development in the Brazos River Basin for those future Texans that will call this place home, and see that we don't have impacts in negative manner to these river basins, and that we're smart on our resources.
Thank you, Robert. Any questions for Robert from the group? Anyone? Okay. All right, Lee, are you on the phone today, or do I need to look out and you're wandering in the hallway?
Alicia, can you hear me?
I can. Hey, okay. So yeah, a lot of times you're here on site, so I wasn't sure. So Lee, if you...
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not able to meet the webcam requirement right now. I'm having severe technical difficulties. I apologize.
Just the voting members. So I don't know if you heard the beginning of, we just want you to go over a little bit of the background that you sent to us, and then specifically why you're interested in the flood group.
Yes. Background, civil engineer, floodplain manager in Temple. And I'm relatively new to Texas and central Texas from the Washington, D.C. area. Moved here to, you know, pursue drainage, flood, stormwater opportunities, and grow my career and make a bigger impact in the community. Since I've been here, I've designed a number of drainage improvements and site development projects. And also worked with municipalities for different types of designs and reviews and coordination, and worked directly with the regional flood planning group in the first cycle. I'm grateful and fortunate that Tony Beach is my mentor and was my colleague here. And I worked with him to represent municipalities in the first cycle and really solidified that this is the right path for me, and a good combination of my passion and talent for, you know, the communication, which is a critical component of the flood planning right now, but also the technical. And, you know, I'm grateful to already be involved. And my main reason for applying is I wanted to ensure that the group had an excellent candidate to fill the position. And I still want to be involved because I think I am an excellent candidate to represent these interests. And I'm especially looking forward to covering the whole region. In preparing for this, I've developed a little bit of a GIS, you know, workspace, and started diving into kind of cutting the region up and looking at the road shows and, you know, is that 25,000 the, you know, best line, or just kind of looking into it more and got more excited. And I mean, really, whether it's supporting, you know, somebody else on the call or however it is, I'm looking forward to the second cycle, and I want to be involved in the best way for the group. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Is there any questions for Lee and from the voting members? Charlotte, we see you were there. We logged you in. Any questions?
Yes,